You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Tom Loveberry, who is a firefighter with the Jackson Fire Department and also on the executive board of the Jackson Professional Firefighters Union. Good evening, Tom. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Great.
May 3rd is a big day for police and fire departments in Jackson and the city of Jackson. It'll go before the voters as to whether to merge the two into a public safety or form a public safety department. The firefighters aren't in favor of this.
That's correct. Because the misnomer out there, a public safety department normally is emerging, but time and time again, our city manager, Warren Arenado, has stated he's going to eliminate our jobs and just cross-train the police department. So he's not offering our opportunity to cross-train as police officers. So we're not really debating the issue, does public safety work or doesn't work. It's more of, you know, you're eliminating 500 years of experience in the Jackson Fire Department.
Well, and I think that's an important point that you make there that needs to be made. Do you get any kind of explanation from Warren Arenado on as to why you wouldn't be cross-trained as well as the police department would?
Yep, it's kind of twofold. First of all, for years, Warren Arenado has had a personal agenda against the fire department. I mean, he's been trying. I mean, back in the late 90s, he tried to close fire stations. Now he succeeded this year. And he's always been kind of a direct attack on the firefighters. Secondly, financially, they say it costs more to train a firefighter to be a police officer versus the other way around. So, you know, one part of it's personal, the other part of it's cost effectiveness.
And I think another important thing I think that was mentioned in some information that I read, and correct me on this, that a police officer fresh out of the fire academy wouldn't really be prepared to fight a fire just as a firefighter fresh out of police academy couldn't investigate a murder. Is that's a fair statement?
Well, absolutely. I mean, when I came in 23 years ago, we had firefighters been on the job for years, and they take you in and kind of guide you along. I mean, they say, you know, look at the smoke, listen to the crackling. You kind of tell where the fire is or what it's going to do, and look at the color of the smoke and how it's pushing. And it kind of gives you direction of what to do. And if you've never been inside a fire and you're thrown in that situation, you know, it's a different world. And you can talk about all you want, how you can't see, the heat, but we're never thrown into a live fire situation until you're on the job. Same with a police officer, I would guess. I've never been one. But to go in and say, okay, here's a body, go ahead and investigate that. You know, where do you start? You know, so that's the difference, we think.
Well, and the experience and the training, as you said, to throw away, you know, 500 years of history and training, I can't imagine. Does the department feel like it's under attack?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, for years, since Mr. Arenado's been here, it's always been a personal vendetta on his. But and it's a training and experience that the city's paid for. It's not like it's, you know, something that has come free. I mean, everything that we've got with paramedics on board to hazmat technicians and confined space people, that we got experts in all those areas, and the city's paid for that stuff. And now they're going to have to go and repay for that to get proficient, but no one's there to show them the way to do that. So it is definitely like an attack on us.
And you understand, of course, I assume, the cost problems that the city of Jackson is under with the budget. I mean, you've already experienced the closing and merging of fire stations there.
Right. We have offered as a union several $100,000 cost-saving measures about continuing. We have what we call a letter of agreement where it expires July 1st of this year, where we would continue that, not get our pay raise, don't get our holiday pay, don't get our clothing allowance. We said, take that all away, keep that, in lieu of not laying off any firefighters because we have enough leaving through attrition already, through retirement. So we've offered $600,000-$700,000 worth of savings of that, but we've been turned down time and time again on that also.
Does that make you wonder what the real motivation is?
Yeah, I mean, if anybody can figure out his motivation on against the fire department, they would be reporter, newscaster of the decade, because that would be a great thing to know.
Well, I'm doing my best here, Tom.
Right.
I'm doing my best here. So this goes up to it for the vote on May 3rd.
Yep.
And you're just trying to get the word out to the public to take a real close look at this and not just take it at face value.
Correct. Well, because that's a misnomer. I mean, people say it's the merging of the police and fire, consolidation of thereof, and it's not. I want to say the yes camp or the other side, mm-hmm, have been kind of muddying the waters, unfortunately, by saying, well, this is going to, you know, we're going to have three or four firemen left at the fire station every day or whatever, but that's not the case. But even if there was three or four firemen and they're just driving the fire truck, they still can't go inside with the person and teach them the ropes. So it's still inefficient. We went to the Kalamazoo and looked at their model, and it was pretty impressive how they embraced the fire side of it. And Mr. Renato has changed his plan from 4 or 5 cars a day to 6 or 7 cars a day. Now it's up to 7 or 9 cars a day, you know, with a couple firemen. So I think people realize that he has so many different plans, or lack of plans, because the city hall has never endorsed one thing.
Well, we've got just under a minute left, Tom. You have said in statements before that you would be willing to downsize. Is that part of the firefighters moving on from attrition?
Right. We would go through attrition, and what we want to do is keep separate professional departments, police departments and fire departments, and live to fight another day.
Does it sound like you can do that with some of the concessions, I guess that's my word, that you're willing to give?
Yeah, that's what
the
we
numbers
said.
Are there.
That up. Don't lay anybody off. Let them retire, and let's just live to fight another day. When the economy rebounds and Jackson starts coming back, then let's start building our departments back up.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your perspective on this today and your time. I know it's a tough time for firefighters in Jackson, so we will continue to follow the story, and I'll talk with you again.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Tom Loveberry, a firefighter with the Jackson Fire Department, executive board member with the Jackson Professional Firefighters Union. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.